Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to blast him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Football Friday, here we go. Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino, call the eights, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs.
Need a hand with that?
Nobody asked anything, but there's a question in here anyway. Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. One of my favorite emails today. You're pounding the table like you might want to go already somewhat.
I am game day ready. I'm game day ready. I'm prepared for something. I'm waiting to see if you go there or not.
Props?
No.
Not picks?
No. Picks.
Do you hate Liam Cohen?
Picks is three hours from now. Picks.
So far
I'm
away.
Ready for picks. Yes.
Liam Cohen.
I've done days worth of work.
Okay. Wow, that's a record.
It really, truly is.
It ties the record.
It's going to be embarrassing
when
you do hear exactly what I've got. But often I feel like 3 o'clock on Friday is when you give me the chance to unload on the coach of the team the Bills are playing this week. What we start with on Fridays.
What's the last thing you did in your life that required weeks of work? Did you build like an addition or something? Did you dig a trench? What's the last thing you did in your life that required more than days, weeks of work?
I think refinishing the attic.
Okay, well,
took weeks of work.
You're above me.
We had a head start because we inherited it. It was already like it wasn't beams and like roofing shingles. It was finished, but just not really cozily finished. You know what I mean? It was that took weeks. This really didn't take weeks. It took a couple of Google searches, but I have a couple of things, but I've been sitting on it for days. I've been like fine tuning what I want to use and not use and whatnot.
Yes.
So, first of all, earlier this week, I mentioned, Cohen's introductory news conference and how it had Adam Gase vibes. And I thought, maybe that's a little too strong. But I watched back, and what he did at the end of, I don't know if it was at the end, but at some point in the news conference, he said, Duval.
He did.
Like that, maybe multiple times. And what he did when he said it looked like he had practiced in front of a mirror. Because he did this thing. It's good. Like, if he were on SNL, I think you'd go, wow, that's... That guy's got a good face. Like he's emoting and he's giving me something. And all he's doing is moving his eyebrows. He went like one eyebrow up and then the other on the second syllable. So he's like, do, and like one eye. I can't do it. I would do it for the Twitch and the YouTube crowd, but I don't have that talented a face. So
look at you. You're like Lee Strasberg.
I don't have that kind of facial talent. So he do and one eyebrow and then on the vol the other eyebrow goes up and it's just kind of
I can't do that.
No. I haven't looked in a mirror and tried, but last night in bed while I was thinking about this, and this is not a joke, I really was thinking about this last night while I was in bed. My wife was at work. in my defense.
That's a relief.
Thinking about such nonsense. I was lying there thinking, like, can I do that? Can I? And I don't think I could do it. Anyway, like, that's just kind of an odd thing. I think he probably rehearsed it. If it was a happy accident or unintentional, that's maybe even weirder. But anyway, so like that was, I think the Adam Gase thing was fine. I ran away from it, but I think it still holds. Thing two. He holds, that might imply that there's even a third thing. The second thing is he holds most of the passing records, quarterback records for the University of Massachusetts. So like, congratulations on that. I scored 6 goals as a mite in hockey one time. So, congrats on UMass.
Wow.
I mean, who, UMass? Okay, anyway.
Julius Irving went to UMass.
Basketball school, hockey school.
It's different.
Yes. Football, come on.
Okay, well.
Like, they used to lose to Canisius, probably, UMass. I don't even know. Wow. Remember when Canisius had a football team?
Running hot.
Anyway, that's two. Three, Zach has a little something. I want to just see if, Zach, are you prepared for this? Just play this, and then I'll explain what it is.
Our whole culture of cleats, commitment, love, energy, authentic, tough, smart. What that means is to be where your feet are. Cleats in the ground, be where your feet are. The next play is the most important play. And that's got to be the way that we live, living in the moment.
I appreciate that sentiment a great deal. I try to do that. It can be hard. But I don't have evidence that he's got like posters around the facility with this slogan. But the tweet I found this audio from has it laid out like capital C, capital E, capital E, A, capital T, capital S. Cleats, commitment, love, energy, authentic, tough, smart. Okay, I feel like I'm maybe watching a motivational speaker in the mall talk. That's what I've got for you on Liam Cohen. I mean, cleats? You can have all that stuff without the sloganing, I think. You know, adults, I think, can process to, recognize they need to be where their feet are and embrace the moment and all of that. But I don't – cleats? I don't know if there's hats or T-shirts or, again, banners in the building. But I just – come on, dude. You're in the NFL. I don't think we need this.
I like that.
So that's what I've got for you on Liam Cohen. Duval.
I don't know what to do with that. I just think I like nothing less about Jacksonville's whole scene than that.
The cleats?
Both of those points.
Both of those points. You're right.
I mean, I got my nephew this morning on an update saying it.
The cleats or Duval?
Duval.
Okay. Because I didn't know about the cleats thing at all until I started looking into him.
I mean, just like, okay, well, I get it. I mean, that's what this is.
I guess. I mean, we've got, every fan base has their thing, and apparently Duval has been their thing for a while. I'm not even really – is that the county that Jacksonville is in?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, that makes sense.
But who does that? Who cares about your county? Who cares about what your county is named?
Only people who live in a city they don't love.
You use the county name instead.
Right. Because you're embarrassed by, I don't know.
Victor Cruz went to UMass.
Anyway. Good. That's something. He's
like the best player. Landry.
He probably wasn't there. Greg Landry, former Lions.
As the show.
The Lions quarterback of my childhood.
That's, you speak for yourself on that.
Is Greg Landry. Yes.
Lions Colts. Yeah. Well, look. What I was going to tell you, and I love the you've built up this whole...
It's the playoffs, Mike. I needed to do a little extra. We had some audio enhancements.
It's days of work.
Days of work.
You've built up this whole campaign.
I would have tried... I thought about it's trying Friday. To stretch it into 20 minutes to fill the whole segment, but I didn't have it in me.
This is it.
This is it. That's
There's no way on the postgame show it matters to anyone whether we like Liam Cohen.
No.
They'll either have beaten them and so what, or they'll have lost and we don't like our guys.
Right. That'll be the way it'll go. Yeah.
The email that I was excited about today, and it comes around every so often, is the Bet Online state-by-state NFL rooting interest email.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It's going to be pretty tough. I mean, you're good, but this is going to be pretty tough.
Yeah.
As it happens, according to geotagged X data in the last week, Jacksonville, well, Florida, is the only state, Florida, rooting for Jacksonville in the playoffs of all the teams in the playoffs.
We've got that going for us.
Which team? I got this question when I was pulled over next to the cemetery with the blinker on yesterday from the Kansas City guys. Which, like, how popular are the Bills? You're a fan of some team that isn't in the playoffs, and maybe it matters which one.
Yeah.
But who do you want to have win the Super Bowl this year? Like, who are you for? Can you guess which team is the most popular team in the country by this research, quote research?
I would guess that it's the Green Bay Packers.
No. Okay. Again, state by state, according to this important research, the state of Wisconsin is the only state.
The only state.
Favoring Green Bay.
Green Bay doesn't have casuals all over the country. That kind of blows my mind.
Well, you know, you haven't had any time for this, but think about it. Like, what state, name a state where you think they would root for Green Bay. Probably the most neutral state, whatever that is.
There's other teams in the way.
The country is kind of mapped out in a normal way by the teams that are in the playoffs.
I almost want to say Montana, but Montana's probably Broncos.
Seattle
even. Okay, right.
The Broncos can claim Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming. The Seahawks can claim Washington, Montana, Oregon, Idaho, and Alaska. So everything that they're sort of touching is for Seattle.
All right.
Which team is California rooting for by this research, quote research?
I got to say 49ers.
Right. The 49ers.
Not the Rams. The Rams, nobody cares about the Rams.
One state picks the Rams. The Niners get.
Georgia.
No. The Stafford?
Yeah. Sorry.
There's another player from Georgia that wins Georgia in the playoffs.
Okay.
California gets San Francisco gets California and Hawaii. The Rams somehow get Nevada. And the Chargers get Arizona. Arizona is rooting for the Chargers. Nevada is rooting for the Rams. Georgia is rooting for the Bills.
James Cook.
Maybe.
Could be, sure.
The most popular team by double in the playoffs by this geotagged, that's really one word, geotagged X data over the last week is Buffalo.
Oh, it is the Bills. Okay.
With 12 states. Good luck naming the 12 states.
Should I try?
Yes. I've given you Georgia, right? So you have 11 left, and it really is interesting based on sort of what the rest of the playoff field is and where they're located.
Wow.
But I think you could probably get most of them, if not all, just by sort of process of elimination, breaking down, you know, state by state, who's still playing.
I really feel like I could use to be looking at a map right now.
Get one.
I
can't show you mine because it has the answers on it.
Right. I don't want the answers.
Get a map.
Well, obviously New York.
New York is correct.
Is correct. I have to say Wyoming.
Denver.
Oh, that's right. You already said that. That was stupid of me. You already gave me that. But of course,
they're just a little bit too close to Denver.
Yeah.
To go with Josh Allen here.
Huh.
It's not going to be easy, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
Which states, by their Twitter usage, are for the Bills more than any other team?
Is North Carolina at least rooting for the Carolina Panthers?
Yes.
Okay. Is South Carolina also rooting for the Carolina Panthers?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are the two states.
Those are out.
For Carolina.
Transplants, you know, like the cliche, right? I'm just looking for that. I don't know.
But it's a good train of thought.
Ooh, Well, we already know Georgia. Florida's out.
Which team is Missouri rooting for?
See, now they would not be rooting for the Bills, I don't believe, because of Kansas City. Like, that's not a state you can flip. Even the casuals, I just don't. I don't think you could do it. It would be like rooting for Kansas City from New York, which we normally would. You know, most people would not do. I've even tried to do it, and I cannot do it. I fail at doing it.
That's for sure, because they've won a lot,
right?
But the Bills are kind of this underdog. Right.
That's why
I said
why I said Green Bay. Like, the same thought is, I feel like Green Bay and the Bills have always had this sort of coexistence that is like, my team's out. Oh, I like them. It's charming how small they are, and the kids with the bikes. That's Green Bay, not Buffalo. You know, I guess I don't know how charming smashing flaming tables is, but whatever. We've got our things. So where else do I want to go here?
Pennsylvania?
No, you got Philadelphia and Pittsburgh.
Right.
So I can't.
Pennsylvania is Eagles.
I'm not going to get the Bills.
Jersey?
In there. I think Jersey's Philly, too.
That's right. Delaware?
Philly.
That's right.
Yeah.
West Virginia?
Pittsburgh.
Right. Virginia?
That could be Buffalo.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, what's wrong with the people in Virginia?
I mean, there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's no Ravens this year.
That's right.
Maryland is also on the Eagles. Different conference.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and there's a Bills problem there. Maybe even more than Kansas City would have.
All right.
Like, Kansas City could feel like, yeah, we always beat you. Your turn. Yeah, you go do it, right? Whereas Baltimore is like, we're still in, they're not. We've beaten them twice in the playoffs. Opening night this year, Baltimore's got a big problem with
Minnesota.
Us. Not going to be Chicago or Green Bay, that is for sure. So could they be who else makes sense for Minnesota? It's got to be Buffalo.
That's right.
All right. I'm on the board.
New York, Georgia. That was the free space.
Right.
Minnesota. That's three. There are nine more states. Texas
can't be rooting for the Bills. Houston,
correct.
Of course.
Kansas.
Well, they're trying to steal the Chiefs, so they're probably not rooting for Buffalo. I'm going to say no to Kansas for Buffalo.
Right, Houston.
Wow, okay.
Houston gets Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. Four.
Ah, all right.
Nebraska. So much. You did all that work, and now I'm giving you this.
Nebraska.
Before the first break.
I told you I tried to stretch it into 20 minutes, but I couldn't do it.
All that work.
There's no way to do
we
it.
We even had a sound bite.
Who is Nebraska going to be on? They are not going to affiliate with the Bears or they could be Packers or Bills. Nebraska.
Bills. Minnesota, Nebraska, and the Dakotas are Bills.
All right.
So four, New York, Georgia, that makes six.
I feel like there's got to be a stretch in the South here. Jacksonville only has Florida.
Yeah.
So what about Mississippi and Alabama?
So Bills.
Okay.
Mississippi and Alabama, the Deep South.
Yep.
Loves the Bills, apparently. Or likes them more than the other teams.
Could Tennessee be in that group too?
Yes. Tennessee.
We are sweeping the Southeast Conference.
It is so true.
We're just killing it here. Sorry about Ole Miss last night out there, everybody. Did you
give Ole Miss out as a pick?
No. I just mean I'm talking about the Southeast. And thanks for supporting the Bills, and they lost last night. So that was unreal, by the way. I don't know if you stayed with that, but
I was watching the Traitors. No, it's the new season of the Traitors.
Holy Moses, that was some fourth quarter. I turned that after the hockey game. I turned that on with like I think 13 minutes to go, maybe, and it's 17-16 Miami. And what did it end up, 31-27
Okay.
Miami? It was unbelievable. That fourth quarter was just, wow, what a piece of work that was. Just down the field. I mean, just awesome, awesome football.
I'm sorry I missed that Final Four game between Wake Forest and Oregon State last night. I missed it. I was watching the Traitors, new season.
The Traitors. Again. I don't know what that is.
Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, New York, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska. There are three more. Three? It looks like four, but...
Did I already ask you about South Carolina? I did. When I talked about the Panthers, I asked you about South Carolina too, right?
Yes.
And that's where you said I was like on 13. The right trip, which I should have just stayed in the South. But that's it for the South, right? Did I run through the whole thing? Oh, Arkansas.
Arkansas is
correct. Yeah!
Joe Ferguson.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, Joe Ferguson. Yeah.
Arkansas and then also Kentucky.
Again, South, East.
Sort of.
Conference.
Southeast Conference.
Southeast Conference.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have kept going. I should have kept going north.
Just keep
ripping
up.
I need to stop now.
Right up the Mississippi.
There's no way Ohio is.
Ohio is correct.
Come on!
Yes. And there's one more, I think, but I don't know.
I can't believe that Ohio is on the Bills.
Ohio is for the Bills.
Thank you, Ohio.
Not the Steelers, ever.
They hate
the Steelers.
I hate driving through you, but thank you, Ohio.
They hate the Steelers. And they're not really about the Bears.
Right. Yeah.
So, yes.
I should say I hate driving through Ohio. There is this one overpass that I always seemed to be aware of. You know, they have the names of the roads on like I-81, right? Heading west on I think it's 81 or 80, whatever. Well, it makes a difference. Which ones are?
81 is north and south.
Right,
that's
so 80,
Pittsburgh.
So 80. It's 80. And they're right around where you would get to see maybe Akron off on your right. There's an overpass.
Wow, what a sight.
That has, it's far off in the distance, but there's a couple of spots where you can see the city from the highway. There's an overpass, and the name of the road is Fang Boner Road.
Wow.
And the first time I drove Owen to Des Moines, I noticed it. And then when I drove back from there by myself, I noticed it.
Can't miss it.
And then we made that trip like three more times. And I was like, I feel like we're in Fang Boner Road territory. And like, there it is.
Can't miss it.
Anyway, how in the world does a road get named Fang Boner Road?
It was the guy who founded he built the library.
Okay. Mr. Fang Boner. Yeah. Thank you for teaching everyone to read. One more state we need. Sorry, I'm just killing time here talking about Fang
Boner
Road.
One more state. Not going to be like those morning guys and let us go 8 minutes late.
Iowa.
Michigan. Right. Michigan.
Who's Iowa on?
Bears.
No.
Bears get Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri.
Michigan,
New England
Michigan
gets New England.
Sense. Detroit, Buffalo, hate the Bears, hate the Packers. Yeah, all right, that works.
Yeah, that
all
works.
Right. I enjoyed that exercise.
Bills are America's team.
I don't think I exactly did great, but I enjoyed it.
It was hard.
I enjoyed it.
Bills are America's team this playoff.
Duval.
Okay, Sam Panayotovic coming. Please don't do that again. Sam Panayotovic coming up next. We'll talk to Sam Monson today and also Sal Capaccio, 6 o'clock for our picks for these six, count them, six super wild card weekend games. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. It is Football Friday. And by the way, we need to take a break, and this break is brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Three receivers bunt to the left. Beck is looking that way. And still looking. Takes off running. Carson Beck with his legs puts Miami on top.
Why are you yelling? Turn the mic up and just speak to us like normal people would. Chris Fowler, Miami beats Ole Miss. Miami versus Oregon or Indiana. All right. For the national championship, when is that? Next week? Tonight is Oregon versus Indiana.
Right. I think that game is it next Monday?
Okay.
I'm guessing. But I feel like that's a
not against the NFL.
It's not against the NFL, and that's obviously a free night. So
Sam, is he right? Next Monday?
Monday, January 19th.
All right.
19th.
Ooh.
Yeah, I guess that's next. That's a week from Monday.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, we're that far.
Wow. When does next season start? March?
I believe it's in August with week zero, which I still can't figure out.
There isn't a week negative two yet?
Right.
Next year. Give it 5 years.
That's right. Week zero is that pre-Labor Day week, right? Is that what that is?
Before the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Can we talk about something more important than this, though, please?
Before is going to be my email?
Yeah, we have to talk about your email.
Okay, wait.
It's been driving me crazy for days.
I know. I just want to say that when I have gone on trips, if I get there like early in the day on a vacation or something, I call that day zero because we're really not sort of planning anything yet. You're there sort of, mm-hmm. You have that time from when you land to, you know, when you sleep. That's day zero. So I've used that. I should have patented it. That's zero. But
too late now.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Sam. Sam Paniadovich, everyone.
Chicken dinner.
Bulldog, we need to talk about Mike here. I know Mike is in the room, but we are doing this playoff fantasy team, which I like, and Mike obviously has a lot of irons in the fire on this. He's got several teams, and I'm happy to be one of the teams.
Uh-huh.
But he sent me a screenshot of our team, and he just happened to have his Gmail inbox in the screenshot with 853 unread emails.
Yeah. No, he's a psychopath. Yeah.
Who cares? Like, what do I have to do about that? Why do I need to? They're mostly useless. Like, why do I? What do you want me to do? Go through all these emails and just like delete them 860 times?
I think you can delete emails en masse. Like, you don't. I don't
all
think
unread.
Yeah, I don't think.
I know, but I'm not sure I want to do that.
Well, you're clearly not paying attention to these. If there's 867
multiple
of them.
Times a day, I delete new email that I know I don't need.
Okay.
But some, like the work schedule or my son's tournaments, different things, sort of like I let them sit as unread.
Yeah.
And then a day goes by and there's new ones. So it just sort of happens.
Sam, there are just very different kinds of people. I delete emails that I know I don't want the second they come in. Like, I will be here doing the show. I might even do it during a segment. I probably have done it while talking to you. I look at my phone. There's an email. Oh, that's the
wow, way to lock in.
It's from LL Bean. Get out of here. I don't need to know about your duck boots right now, LL Bean, or ever for that matter. I can't have unread texts, like any numbers on my phone, even on not the main, like four pages in is my Ticketmaster app. And if there's like a four there, I got to go in and see what's there and get it out of there. I don't like any numerals, red numbers on my phone freak me out.
I deleted two emails while you were talking. I'm very quick to do this. I'll open up an email because I like to order things online like we all do. And I ordered a Bulls starter jacket about a week ago from Mitchell and Ness.
All right.
Nice.
It's a nice
and
piece.
I got it. I got it finally yesterday. It took about 5 or 6 days. But I've gotten an email from Mitchell and Ness,
right.
Every day, if right. not multiple times a day.
You so need I to unsubscribe to that. Them. Yeah.
I unsubscribed just now. I'm not even kidding.
Right. Yeah, I do this with companies I use. I like shoes and some clothing from a company called Thursday Boot Company. And I will order stuff from them and then unsubscribe again just because I don't need to. I find my way to their stuff often enough. I never need it, but I like it, and I'll buy it. And, like, I don't need it in my inbox. Like, I'm going to find it other places, like Facebook or something. So, like, just get out of here.
All right, good for you two.
I don't need you parachuting in with more, hey, why don't you buy another pair of boots, Mr. Parker?
You guys think your life is less cluttered than I think my life is, and I just do not agree. The number means nothing to me.
My wife is one of these people. Like she's like Mike. She's probably got I don't even know. I mean I don't make a habit to look at her phone, but I'm almost sure she's got like just stuff everywhere. Like, and I don't know, does this correlate, Sam? Are you someone who pays attention to making sure your devices are charged? Like before you're going to leave the house?
100% charged?
Yeah, like just or just like plug it in if you're just sitting around and even if you're using it, you're near a cord. Because we have two kids. One is like my wife, the older boy. We're like, I'm at 2%. I need to plug in. I'm like, none of my stuff is ever at 2%. How do you get to 2%? Unless I'm on a safari in Africa, I'm never going to be at 2%. But my wife and older son are like this. The younger boy and me are like, plug it in.
Sam, good for you, Sam, calling in, spending this time with us.
This is more fun than me talking about my crippling Bills anxiety that is not being helped by the local Buffalonians all asking if we're going to hedge on Sunday. No, we're not. But let's see. I am at 50% right now. I need to charge this, though, because I'm going out to the bar to watch my Ducks tonight.
Oh, there you go.
Your Ducks.
Yeah, tonight they're my Ducks. You guys, we've had a pretty good football season on the show, and then I give like one bet or two bets a week. And I remember I talked about betting Indiana against Oregon the first matchup when Indiana was getting 7 points at Oregon. And then we talked about Indiana against Ohio State when Indiana was the underdog. Now everybody loves Indiana. And because Indiana pounded Alabama 38-3, nobody thinks they can be stopped now. And I mean, we had a guy at the house today. We got an issue with the washer, right? And he knows what I do. He's been here before. And he goes, you know, man, I really like Indiana tonight. I'm like, all right, they're losing. Like, everybody's
the washing machine guy thinks Indiana's going to win. Get out.
I'm fading the appliance guy to the moon tonight. But in all reality, like, I talk to a lot of guys that book in Vegas and take big bets. And the big bets are all on Oregon. But the ticket count is 4-1 Indiana. So every 5 people that come to the counter or log into the app, 4 of them are betting Indiana, 1 is on Oregon, yet the line is moving to the Ducks. You know what that means.
We had this with a Bills-Jets game this year. Joe brought it up where most of the tickets were on the Jets and the money was on the Bills or vice versa or something, and it wasn't even a close game.
Week 2, yeah.
Maybe.
Well, that's what happened with Indiana and Alabama. Everybody was looking at, oh, my God, Alabama's getting a touchdown against Indiana. Fire! And that game was an ass-whooping.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't even close. And here's the cherry on top. All of those people are like, oh, I'm on Indiana now. Like, when you're late to the party, Bulldog, you know this, it's the worst to be late to the party.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be late.
No, you don't want to walk into the party at 1 a.m. You want to set the tone for the party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just hope that there are some artichokes left when you get there.
And Lord knows what else.
Sam, what's your favorite wild card weekend bet?
+3.
+3.
Yes!
All right. Joe, too. Joe's on Pittsburgh, too.
I'm going on Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yes, I am. I know.
Is this what is this Pittsburgh-Houston game in the context of the last point? Is this a game where isn't Pittsburgh sort of the public? Oh well, Monday night, black and gold, Aaron Rodgers. Who are the Texans? C.J. Stroud. Isn't that sort of going to seem obvious? But maybe I'm wrong on that.
I have an email from BetMGM that says 83% of the tickets are on the Texans -3.
Okay. So, you have Patrick.
So no on that then.
you've had Patrick Everson on, right?
Emphatically.
He had a tweet about how when it's 3, it's Houston, and when it's 3.5, it's Pittsburgh. And can you still find 3.5?
3.5 is gone. Let me counter with this. So on the last Chicken Dinner, we actually had Everson and John Murray on, who directs the book at the Westgate, the old Las Vegas Hilton. And he said their best player took Pittsburgh at 3.5 and 3. And, Patrick does a great job. But Patrick talks to a lot of the rec books on top of the Vegas books. And I remember him saying that, like, somebody at DraftKings or FanDuel told him that, like, it was split. But in the Vegas books, like, all the sharp bets are on the Steelers here. And Joe actually found this crazy stat that the Steelers are 23-1 all time on Monday. Now, that's not why we like it. That's just sort of a supplementary fact. But 23-1, that's insane.
They're 23-0 at home since 1991 on Monday night. Jeff Hostetler.
At home. Okay. There you, that's what it was. Now, again, that's what we sort of drive at the very end of our point, like to put the oil in our hair and say, yeah, pay me $39.99 for my bet. But we like Pittsburgh, and there's a guy that you may have heard of. His name rhymes with Dilly Balters. He's on Pittsburgh, too. He's very, very good at gambling.
I'm thinking about that. Jeff Hostetler is the last road quarterback to win a Monday night game in Pittsburgh. 1991 for the Giants.
I bet you Jeff Hostetler has a clean inbox, Mike.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not worried about mine.
I did see a tweet that, listen, I love the – I'm on Pittsburgh, too, but I saw something earlier, like the number of playoff games in a row, they have been down by 21 points or more in some insane number of playoff games in a row.
Also, the first quarter stat, they've lost in the playoffs six times in a row, and the cumulative score in the first quarter of those games was 73-0 against the Steelers.
Well, that's not great. Quick counter. They didn't have Aaron Rodgers, and they were probably, if we're going to go back to the last six Steeler games, I'm going to guess they were on the road for most of those.
Recently, for sure, yeah. Probably most, if not all.
Yeah, because Baltimore's been winning that division, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like the Steeler thing for me is more about Houston than it is Pittsburgh. I don't know that I trust that team offensively to go into Pittsburgh and score 27 points or 24 points.
But you were always so scared of Houston, and now like they're worse than the Steelers?
In Houston, and it's the defense. I think this could be a classic. This is like a Steelers-Ravens game to me. So getting 3 points. I think that's my thought.
And the law is that the Steelers will make every field goal, and the Texans will miss every field goal.
Right.
So the weakest unit on the field might be the Houston offensive line. That's good news for Pittsburgh. And also think about it this way. Houston is going to be a very popular side, and all of these money line parlays that people are building starting tonight and going through Monday, because we got games Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, a lot of those parlays are going to end with Texans money line or Texans -3. So the books are definitely rooting against Houston here.
Unders are a big winner in the wild card round, traditionally. Is that how you're looking at the weekend overall, maybe? Or is there a total that – Jaguars is 52. That's a real number.
Yeah, I actually haven't played any totals. I know a guy that I respect who played under 46 and 45.5 in Green Bay, Chicago.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That total's down to 44.5 now. There's going to be some wind and probably some snow in the forecast. And you know how that goes. Like, we'll see it on TV and people will go, oh no, and they'll bet more under and it'll keep going. So if there's going to be snow in the forecast, and I don't know the forecast, I mean, I know it's windy, like 30 miles an hour. I don't know about the snow, but people see snow on TV and lose their minds, even though wind is much more important than snow, because snow tends to make DBs and safeties slip,
right,
and then guys are running wild, wide open. Wind is much worse for points than snow. But that's the biggest mover I see. You mentioned Buffalo, Jacksonville. That got bet up 51-52. And then I think a lot of people are shorting points in San Fran and Philly. That's from 46-44. But I only have two NFL bets that I really like. That's Pittsburgh +3 and, Buffalo at a pick 'em. Yeah, whatever. I mean, I literally got 8 DMs in the last 3 days from Buffalonians or Western New Yorkers, like in my mentions, that clearly have Bill Super Bowl bets, and they're like, what do you think? Should we get out? I'm like, no, we're not getting out. Trevor Lawrence doesn't scare me. I'm sorry.
Do you have a favorite prop from the Bills game?
No, I don't. I'm so strapped on Bills. I just want to focus on them winning.
Okay.
Here's a prop though that I do like. In the Bears game, Manungai, the rookie running back, His prop is 42.5. If they do it right, he's going to have 60 or 70 yards. The Packers are so bad against the inside runs, and that's what the Bears are very good at. We know Ben Johnson wants to run too. So Manungai to have at least 43 rushing yards is a really good look, I think.
We didn't roster him, did we?
We did not, but I hear we can change this by tomorrow, right?
Hey, Joe, I talked to Joe today, and he was big on the win, so we didn't get to Manungai either. But
I have a quick question because I just refreshed my screen. I'm not on the FanDuel app. I'm just on an NFL schedule page, but it has the lines. And while we were talking, I just refreshed just for the hell of it. When did Philadelphia get to -6?
Today.
Wow, I
yeah,
missed that earlier.
That would have been today. To be honest with you, I was off the screen for about an hour. I can tell you exactly when it happened. At 2:59 Eastern, they did it again. So, Bulldog, this has been a bet that has been blasted all week, and there has not been resistance yet. This opened 3.5. They blasted 3.5 and 4. There was another move yesterday from 4.5 to 5.5, and now to 6 today. I imagine there's going to be some San Fran money at some point, but it hasn't appeared yet. I had a wise guy tell me that Philly has been kind of going through the motions and trying to get healthy, and he said, I love this quote. He goes, San Fran has scratched and clawed for every yard this season. And I'm like, wow, that's actually pretty accurate. Philly's just been trying to get healthy. Jalen Carter going to play, Lane Johnson going to play, and Seattle dominated San Fran in the trenches. Right. Well, Philly might be better in the trenches.
Thank you, Sam. Good luck.
Good luck. Go Bills. Go Bills.
Let's go, Sam. And good luck to us. Sam Paniadovich, chicken dinner. Esteemed. Long time. Sports betting analyst. Resides in the Boston area. Lives in a house built in the 1700s.
That's a scoreboard.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sam Monson coming up at 4. It is Football Friday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. Sam Monson coming up at just after 4, so about 10 minutes away. I believe I read that the Jaguars are going with the full teal.
Good.
That's a mistake.
Yeah. Well, for them. It's good
for
us.
That's a mistake.
Yeah. Good for us.
That's a bad choice.
No team wearing head-to-toe teal is
imagine going out
beating
like that.
The Bills.
Imagine going out.
It's not going
to
happen.
Wearing all teal. Have some respect for yourself.
I cannot imagine that.
It's like a pantsuit or something.
Right.
Like a woman going out in all, it's like a teal pantsuit. Come on. How's that going to go?
Yeah.
That's just bad choice.
Yep.
I think here's where we're at with the Sabres in my house real quick. 1 minute.
Okay.
The Samuelson goal for 4-2, glass may have been broken
yes.
by the shrieks in my house
right.
when that happened.
That was...
What?
Right.
It was great. The call is great, too.
I need to be careful, but like, because the stakes are obviously not the same, but like, Pominville against Ottawa in overtime level of surprise.
That's what I said.
Like
coming
like,
down a shorthanded
like,
on the left wing.
Whoa, what? Suddenly it's in the net. What?
Over. That's right.
How did that happen?
At the very beginning of a 4-minute power play.
Right.
Samuelson just goes and like Vanek
right.
just snipes it.
Right.
Under the bar. It's the middle of the net under the bar.
Yeah. Well, that's wow. that's the spot. Like, quick, that is available on a lot of goalies, and I'll bet Quick just thought,
no way.
This guy, come on. This guy's not getting it in there, and he just got it in there.
Favorite goal of the season easily.
Oh, so great.
It's still happening with them. Sam Monson coming up. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Football Friday on WGR.